Chapter 1. Come on, buddy. I believe in you. I whispered sweet nothings to my car as it chugged up the hill, the engine groaning. I could almost hear it talking back to me in every pained rumble. I'm doing my best, Harlow. I'm a good car. Don't get rid of me. I switched off the air conditioning and the radio. Anything for more power. But we kept slowing. It immediately got warm in the car. But that wasn't unusual. The local weather was more than a little screwy. It wasn't even a steep hill. And that's what worried me. 9 years ago, I bought my car and escaped the city of Harlot Bay. More on that name in a moment. A year ago, I returned in the same car for reasons I won't go into right now. Let's just say they involved the end of a job, at the end of a relationship, and a fire. And my car has been with me through thick and thin. In this constantly changing world, it had been my rock. Now it was at risk of seizing up and becoming a rock on the side of the road. I hoped not. I didn't have the money for repairs or a tow truck. There'd be a lot of walking past it, seeing it sitting dead on the grass every day, and it'd break my heart. If only magic worked on car engines. But that's not my thing. Right now, that is. We were at a crawl when we made it to the top of the hill. The city of Harlot Bay appeared before me. Yes, Harlot Bay, North Carolina, a dying seaside town. Once a favorite destination of pirates who arrived for only one reason, this tiny town grew into a city on the back of commerce. And then it went the other way as commerce went elsewhere. What was once a somewhat thriving seaport is now a confused tourist trap that desperately struggles to stay alive. The townsfolk would do anything to keep it going, hence the week-long International Butter Carving Festival, which was due to start in 2 days. Double hence, me aforementioned poor townsfolk doing anything to survive by running the Harlot Bay Reader, an online newspaper / history / recipe / whatever I can think of website. Triple hence, me, Harlow Torrent, driving to town to work with a client and then reporting on the council meeting and then helping out my cousins at their store. Help being a relative term, and then probably getting roped into some work at Big Pie, the bakery my mom and her two sisters owned. Yes, Torrent. We were those Torrents, the ones the rumors swirled about who lived up the hill in our decrepit mansion, the givers of the evil eye, the wild, wicked women, the witches. Nice to meet you, mo-ha-ha-ha-ha, evil cackle, all that. I drove down the hill, picking up speed as I went. I didn't want too much speed because, frankly, the brakes were shot too. And stopping for a red light needed a lot of advance notice. I had to fix them if I had the money, but living in a dying seaside town and having money didn't go together. So why were the Torrents here? I was here because a year ago, the small publishing company I was working at collapsed in a spectacular fashion due to some light embezzling by the accountant, and we all lost our jobs. My boyfriend at the time, Max, which is short for complete stuck-up shallow brain-dead moron, decided my sudden bout to unemployment was reason enough to dump me. The night he dumped me, I went to bed crying myself to sleep with my cat Adams by my side. I woke up at midnight to fire alarms and our apartment complex fully ablaze. 8 apartments burned to the ground. No one was hurt. But everyone lost everything they owned. I was reduced to my laptop, the clothes I was wearing, Adams, and my car. Once the police completed their preliminary investigation and determined it was a wiring fault, it wasn't. I packed my non-existent bags and drove home, home being Harlot Bay, home being a swirling confluence of magical energy which disrupts the weather in our part of the world. We had snow on the beach once.